Hi, Ginger. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, Chloe. Great to be here today and share the Jensen Olson Arboretum's events for Primula Day and Public Gardens Day.
Sweet. Well, tell me a little bit about it, why these are important to recognize, and how the Arboretum is going to be celebrating.
I'll speak to Public Gardens Day first. It is a recognition of gardens that are set aside as what we like to call plant museums. Public gardens in cities and states across the country sometimes have a fee to get in. And we are lucky here in Juneau that Caroline set up the Jensen Olson Arboretum to be free and open to the public all the time. And to celebrate that in the state of Alaska, we have designated the Saturday before Memorial Day as Public Gardens Day. So there are other public gardens within the state that do charge fees, but we all get together on this one day to welcome folks in to see what is a public garden and why it's important to preserve these lands that are unique or special or have special plant collections. Some may have plants on them that are not found anywhere else in the world. And just to let folks know, look, this is another place you can come and relax or get ideas for your own garden. This year, we're combining Public Gardens Day with Primula Day. Primula Day is an event just we celebrate here at the Jensen Olson Arboretum because we have the nationally accredited collection for the genus Primula. And that gives us a great responsibility to maintain these cute, beautiful, floriferous little flowers that Caroline so loved. Caroline was the donor of the property, and the previous manager developed her collection into a larger collection for the accreditation acknowledgement. That puts us on the national and international stage. So we collect seeds and plants from all over when we can. We exchange seeds and plants with other folks, and there are many reasons to do that. One is because they love to grow here. Juneau's a great climate. A lot of primula come from rainforests in other parts of the world. Damp places, high mountain, cloud forests, and so they're acclimated to our weather. Another reason is some may be threatened where they are. We have a few on site that are considered threatened, and so we're really excited about that because they grow really well here. For instance, we have the Primula bialii, sometimes called the poker primrose. And one of the primroses from England, a labior, which sometimes is called the cowslip or oxlip. I get those mixed up. Big fat leaf, and at one time it was eaten as a salad green. Most of these flowers and their plant parts are edible. Another really special thing that we've tried to do is get our local native primulas growing. Primulas in Alaska tend to grow in mountain scree, up higher elevation and really good draining soil. Of course, we're down here at sea level and it's really wet. So we've tried and tried, but we have a couple of examples that are close, and some folks in town have had success that are living in more rocky areas, have had success with our native primroses. But just to let everybody know that we do have some here in the state, so it's not just a crazy, wild, exotic flower that we've decided to foist upon the people of Juneau. So for Primula Day, we will have a plant sale at 10 o'clock. We'll offer several primulas, of course, and other perennials that are hardy that have been dug up and divided from the garden here, so we know they survive here in Juneau. And then at 11 o'clock, we'll have a primrose walk. And I'll be joined by folks from the American Primrose Society. It is a national society, and amazingly enough, our current president just happens to live here in Juneau, Pat Hartman. We've also had a previous president who is from here in Juneau. Most people may know the famous Ed Byarsky of Ed's Edible Landscapes. And if you can't find the primrose that you want here, you could probably find it at Ed's place.
Wow, I wish I didn't live in an apartment so I could have some primroses myself.
Well, Chloe, interesting you should mention where you live. We do have a few primroses here that do not like the wet winters. They can handle the cold. So we have a glass house here on the premises that those go in and they stay in. The pots go in sand, but the plants stay above ground. And folks who have decks or condos or whatnot may, a big may, be able to grow certain primroses if they cover them with frost cloth and wrap them with a blanket, because it's amazing with any kind of plant, but it is sometimes amazing what a primula will withstand. And I do want to mention that, yes, we're having a plant sale. The funds go to the Friends of Jensen Olson Arboretum, and the Friends help beautify the grounds. Although part of our funding does come from the city of Juneau, as I mentioned, we are a parks and recreation facility. But where that budget leaves off, the Friends help us out a lot. They've raised the money and built the lovely Lou, which is here on site. They've helped build the Chilcat shelter. They help buy flowers and pots and potting soil and really just add that extra special touch because they really care about the arboretum.
Well, that's awesome. And for people like me that live in an apartment or something and are maybe listening to this, there's an awesome resource, it sounds like, to go out and be in nature and get to see all those beautiful plants. Even if you can't bring them home with you necessarily, you can go, be a part of that bigger picture as well and maybe volunteer. Who knows?
That's right. That's why we have public gardens. If you don't have a garden at home, but you like gardens, well, you need to just come in and hang out here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Ginger.
You're very welcome, Chloe. Thank you. And thank you to KTOO. And thank you to the community of Juneau.